Boss Man Show with UAPB Lions new basketball coach Solomon Bozeman with me here on the Boss Man Show. Coach, what's up over there in Pine Bluff, man? Talk to me.
Not much, man. We just over here working, man, every day, working to get better, man. So it's a huge blessing, man, to be the head coach at the University of Arkansas Pine Bluff.
No doubt, man. You had a big year last year, man, with Oral Roberts. You all going to the tournament, winning a game out there, making it competitive out there with Coach Mills and those guys, man. Now you turn that into being the head coach at Arkansas Pine Bluff in the SWAT, man. Tell us about your whirlwind 20 and 21 so far, brother.
Man, it's moving fast, man. As soon as I got the job, man, it's been nonstop. A lot of interviews, getting the guys into school. A lot of paperwork that has to be done. So my world, man, is moving really, really fast right now. But I got all my guys here except two for summer school. So we just been getting after it, man, getting on their court, trying to get prepared.
No doubt, man. Best kids, brother. When did you decide you want to be a head coach? You know, for my dad was a coach. I chose radio over coaches. I know I'm going to cut somebody out. They do something the wrong way. I know that wasn't my path. So for you, brother, tell me, when did you say, hey, I want to get into this coaching game and give back that way, man?
Well, my dad has been coaching for over 30 years, man. So coaching is in my blood, man. That's what I love to do. I love helping kids. I knew at an early age. I remember when I stopped playing professional basketball, even when I was playing professional basketball, in the summertime, I would always help out with AAU programs. You know, so I knew once the ball stopped bouncing, I knew that I would want to be a head coach, man. So it came quicker than quickly though, man. I'm definitely excited about this opportunity, man. And I'm blessed to be in this position. I can't thank God enough every day for this blessing, man. So I'm just ready to take this program to another level, man.
And you have some great teachers for us building a program. You know, Wes Flanagan, Little Rock, you know, you had Joe Golden, Abilene, Paul Mills. Tell me, what are those three guys who have instilled in you to help you just this transition? You've been a head coach now where all decisions now are yours. There's no more suggestions. They started with Coach Bozeman. It's all you now, brothers. How them guys help you with that, man?
Man, they helped me in a lot of different ways. How they helped me. Coach Flanagan was more of a energy guy. You know, guys love playing for him. Coach Golden, he brought the energy every day to another level. Really good defensive coach. And then Paul Mills, man, just his love for the guys and the way he teaches the game on the offensive end is just amazing.
No doubt, man. And for you, what's going to be the ideal Lion to come to your program? Because I know you want to put your own stamp on this program, build your culture. So talk about the ideal young man to become a UAPB Lion.
Man, just tough, just gritty, just a worker, man. I've been that way my whole life. No handouts, man. Just worked to get to where I'm at today. And so, man, I just want to instill that in our guys, man. Just that tough, gritty mindset, positive, strong mindset. And just go out and be able to outwork somebody for what you want in life.
No doubt. And, you know, being an HBCU school, you know, you always got to overcome that stigma. You know, I went to Tennessee State. You know, I know how it was. You know, you were the HBCU, Tennessee State, blah, blah, blah. Nah, but we have quality people that's going to teach us and help us become better men, better husbands, better fathers, better lawyers, doctors. Whatever we choose to do after the football stops, the basketball stops, the track stops. Because talk about the importance of having these young men look at you like a big brother and a father figure to lead them into their adulthood after basketball.
Man, I love that responsibility, man. That's why I'm into this coaching right now, because of after basketball. Of course, I want all my guys to be professionals. I want them to play at the highest level. But it's more than just basketball. You know, these guys are going to be fathers. You know, they're going to have wives. You know, so I want to teach them about life, you know, teach them what's next. And so that's what we talk about on a daily basis is, you know, becoming a better person every day.
No doubt. And Coach Bozeman, this is also good. Me and the SWAT conference, man, you know, you're all 12 deep now. New edit, just Bethesda, Bethune, Florida A&M. So talk about the SWAT as a league, the quality of players and the quality of coaches from top to bottom in that league now.
Man, I think the SWAT is an underrated league, man. I think it's some really good teams in this league. Obviously, you got Texas Southern, you got Prairie View, even Florida A&M, man, they had a really good year last year. Jackson State, Coach Brent, those guys are always tough and gritty. Grambling, Alcorn is putting together a nice team this year. You know, Southern, he always does a good job. He's on those guys pretty tough. So I think it's a tough league. I think it's an underrated league. I think we got some really good coaches in it. Byron over there at Prairie View has done an amazing job. He's really been tearing the league up the last couple of years. And so, man, I think the coaching is very underrated, man. I think some guys in this league that know what they're doing. And they just need to keep working, man, and their shot to come to move up.
No doubt. And also, man, this is what about the league is for you to, with the portal now. You can kind of much find any hole you want with that portal and bring them to Pine Bluff. Because now all the guys, you know, they go high major, don't get the playing time, then they looking for a new home. Well, if it was me, because I was in school in OVC. So I saw Cameron Payne and John Morant being the OVC. Look what they're doing now in the NBA. So if I would rather go to a school I can shine and show my talents and be a 6th, 7th man at a high major, have to go to Europe first, the G League, and then I could have been done, show what I could do on a lower level and get the club and drafted that way. Because if the eyes of the sky don't lie, they'll find you if you can play.
Right. I agree with you, man. That's one of my selling points, man. Come to a school where you can be that guy and have a big role. You know, don't go to these high major schools where you're the 6th or 7th man. So I definitely agree with you from that standpoint, man. And like you said, man, that portal is life-changing, man, for HBCUs and smaller programs, because we can get some good kids out of that portal. But I also believe, man, you can get some good kids out of the high school level too, because I think everybody's jumping in the portal, so you can't forget about those high school kids that can play.
No doubt. And being in Pine Bluff, you can go to Memphis, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, up to Indianapolis, Chicago. And also you can hop a flight to Atlanta if you have to get guys. Right. So for you, you're in a good spot to bring somebody that's kind of middle located right there in Pine Bluff and get them to come out there and play and do their thing. Because you non-conference-wise, you know, you don't play how many major schools non-conference-wise, because you got to raise money so you don't get seen, and you may even get to go home depending on where you're from, and then you got to play somebody. So I feel like if a young man wants to come there, it's a good spot to come.
Nah, that's a great spot. Like you said, man, we 4 hours away from Texas. We're probably 3 or 4 hours from Oklahoma. We're 2 or 3 hours from Louisiana, 3 or 4 hours from Mississippi. Man, we can get pretty much anywhere within 4 hour distance, you know. But, you know, me, I'm from Arkansas, I'm from Little Rock, so, you know, I'm going to tackle the state hard when it comes to their recruiting. I love my state, I love my city, so, you know, I got to get kids from the state, man. That's the first thing.
No doubt, man. Arkansas is a great state, the natural state, they call it, the natural state, no doubt. Now, for you, man, so just tell me, what's been your typical day like? I know you have a lot of meetings. I'm meeting with boosters, a lot of meetings with the community. I mean, your day's like 20-hour days right now, but it kind of slowing down a little bit.
Man, 20-hour days, man. It hasn't slowed down. I don't believe it's going to slow down. So, I mean, we typically wake up at, man, I wake up around 3 or 3:30. I'm always watching film, reading, just trying to better myself. And then I got the guys, they usually come in around 6 a.m. They do strength and agility. Then they'll come back for team practice at 1, you know, and then, you know, our guys are getting up extra shots. So our guys are putting in a lot of work. Then I'm doing a lot of interviews like today, doing one with yourself, you know, so my day is nonstop. Obviously, you know, checking grades, making sure these guys are staying on top of their schoolwork. Man, it's a nonstop, man. It's about 20-hour days and not getting a lot of sleep, but it's definitely worth it.
I got two more for you, Coach. What is your favorite spot to eat in ATL, man, when you come to town?
Favorite spot in the ATL? Man, I can't really remember this spot, man, but at one point, man, I was trying to go vegan route, and I found a vegan spot, man, out there in the ATL, man, that was great.
Slutty Vegan?
Man, what was it called?
The Slutty Vegan?
I don't that sounds familiar. I can't remember the name, man, but it was a big time vegan spot, man, and I ate it. And I remember I was out recruiting, man. I went to that spot like 3 days in a row.
I hear that. The last one is this. What is your favorite moment in Atlanta you ever had coming to recruit and visit and recruit kids and kind of just be here and playing games? What's your favorite moment here, man?
Favorite moment in the ATL, man, is being down there with one of my guys, Sean. He does On the Radar Hoops, throws a bunch of different events, man, and just being in the gym with him, man, just sitting back laughing. He put me on a kid one time, man, this super, super talented, big-time kid. And I end up looking at him, like, I don't know if he good enough. And the kid turned out to be a big-time player. So we always kind of sit back, laugh about that moment because he was sitting there telling me that day, like, man, you crazy if you don't go get this kid. And, man, I just was like, I don't know. And the kid ended up being a big-time player, man. So that was one of my favorite moments, man, just sitting back with him and my guy Mel, like out there in Atlanta, man. Those are my guys.
Well, Coach, that's that coming time, man. I get you to come by studio, man, and I'll take you to some spots around here, man, to show you the good spots here to eat, man. Make sure you have some more spots you need to go hit up when you come to town and recruit, man.
Oh, man, anytime, man. Whenever.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, folks, that's all them boys on the Boss Man Show. Check those guys out. UAPBB Lions out of the SWAC Conference. They're going to be doing a big thing this year. They got my man, Coach Bozeman. Check those guys out.